Hi, and welcome to the 11th episode of the Truth Be Told podcast, a podcast for the modern day woman dishing on life, love, and career, sharing real stories and candid advice on how to live your best life. On this week's episode, we are sitting down for a chit chat with the CEO and founder of Hair Credible. LaVeda Dale is from Jersey City, New Jersey, and launched Hair Credible in 2010 and has been going full steam ahead ever since. Hair Credible is a hair care line that caters specifically to natural, fine, and thin hair. Essence magazine named Hair Credible as one of the top five hair care lines that's life-changing for women with thin hair. LaVeda has been featured in Hype Hair, Texture, Pop Sugar, Life and Style Weekly, Sheen, Control Mag, the list literally goes on. Did I mention she's a mother of five and worked a full-time job? LaVeda is truly the ultimate mom boss and inspiration, and I'm so excited to have her on the show today.
LaVeda, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yay, thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. I'm so excited to really get into your story because I know we talked briefly and I'm just ready to share everything that you have to say with my audience. So when you were starting out creating this hair care line, Hair Credible, what were you trying to achieve or what did you hope to achieve and accomplish when you initially started this?
I hope to accomplish just seeing my hair grow back to its natural state, because back then I was into modeling and I was a model for 50 Cent for his, that's when he launched his SMS audio headphones, and I was his promotional model. So I was doing a lot of events with him. So I knew that my hair had to be on point. And when I started just being so stressed and everything, and because, you know, being a mom, a single mom, is very stressful. And I just was going through it back then, and the alopecia just started acting up, and I had like 10 huge bald spots in my head, and I'm just like, oh my God. But so happened, I worked right next to a dermatologist, and they told me what the problem was, but they was like, we could do it under the table for you for $40, girl, because you don't got no insurance. You is broke. And I was like, oh God. I said, well, I took a chance. I paid my little $40. But it only grew like literally like a couple of strands. Like it was literally like a fuzzball. And they just was like, well, there's nothing else we could do for you. You know, you don't have no money. You don't have no insurance. Like, you're just going to have to do your best. And there's no hair care line that's going to help you achieve that. And I'm just like, really? And I just started using different products, and it just was making my hair just horrible. And that's when I just started playing with just certain oils and stuff like that. And I started seeing hair growth, and I just was like, oh my God, I think I finally found a formula. So I took it to a lab, a couple of labs, and then I found one that was perfect. And that's when I started creating. And I have a degree in criminal justice. Just so everybody knows. So I had no clue about hair. I just was like, I need to figure out how to grow my hair. And I used to go to the beauty supply store when I knew that I wanted to start my own hair care line. And I literally used to sit in the beauty supply store on the floor with a notebook and just write down, okay, what's the top 10 products that I love for my hair, but I find problems wrong with it. And I wrote it down. And then I wrote down all the ingredients. And then I went home. I started researching all the ingredients one by one and just pretty much learning everything myself. And that's when I started like, okay, then I went on YouTube. I started like listening to all the hair reviews, what they like, what they don't like, what's good, what's to look out for, like just everything. And I started writing everything down, and I started researching, and then I started putting together. Then I used to go to the lab, like, okay, don't put this in there, but put this in there, but you can put this in there, you know what I mean? And they just started formulating around all my research, and that's how I came about with Hair Credible.
I love that you said that you were writing, you went to the store, and you were actually writing down the ingredients, the top 10 products.
Yes.
You did.
Because a lot
research.
Of people think that, yes, it's a lot of research, a lot. But I was determined because I was like, I know I wanted to start my own business, but I just didn't know what to do. And being around 50 Cent and going to his private launch parties where there's like nothing but entrepreneurs and millionaires, and I'm just sitting here like, yeah, these are my type of people. I just don't know what to do with my life. And when I started going through that, that's when I was sitting there like, oh my God, this is what I should do with my life. you know. And all the products in the hair store was all hair types. And I have fine hair. And I just kept seeing all hair types. And I'm like, yeah, but how could somebody with really thick, coarse, full hair use the same thing for me? There's no way. And the product was just too heavy. It was making my hair too limp. It was flat. It was lifeless. And I just was like, I need to build a hair care product line that is for fine and thin hair women. I didn't see that at all. And that's when I was like, this is my target audience. My target audience is me, people with fine and thin hair. Because there's no way that I could use the same product as somebody with really thick, full hair. There's no way. And that's when I started formulating, and that's how I formed my target audience.
Okay. And I understand that you also said that you took ownership, and what you actually said was that you went to the lab, you found a couple of labs, so it wasn't just one. You had to figure out what is the right lab that's going to be able to produce this product, and then you went to the lab, and then you were in the process with the chemist or whoever the people were that were creating the product or helping you with the ingredients, and you were telling them, okay, put this in, take this out. And so I just really want to point that out, because a lot of people have ideas for businesses and don't know where to start. And it's like nobody really knows where to start if you don't have like somebody looking over your shoulder telling you exactly what to do. You kind of just trust your instincts, follow your spirit, and do the best that you know how to do in that moment. But a lot of it is also hard work. It's just hard work, and it may not necessarily be super easy and simple how some people make it seem. So thank you for spelling that out. I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
Kind of like the process, but you answered that. So I know that you are a mother of five, and I'm so curious to know like how you managed to get this business going, but still, I'm a mother of one, and I feel like my head is sometimes just spinning around in a circle. So I mean, I need some of your juju. I need you to explain to me how you made this happen with five.
So I was real strategic. So when I started out, I had my two daughters, and I had my three. They're literally, they just turned one, my twins. So I had them recently. But when I was strategic with it, I know that I wasn't going to get a job that I had to be doing things. Because at the end of the day, I want to get paid from somebody else to work on my stuff. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get a desk job. And I'm going to be a concierge or security, to where security and concierge, they don't do nothing. They just sit there. But the concierge and security, they work in the daytime. So I said, I'm going to get a shift that's overnight, because there's not a lot of activities in the buildings when you're a concierge or a security. There's not a lot of activity, for one. So I got to keep putting away my laptop. I don't got to be speaking on the phone. I don't got to be doing none of that stuff. And then at the same time, if I work overnight, that means I get to work and make money, not only working on my business, but also while my kids are asleep. So that way, when I get off work, I get to literally take my kids to school and get some sleep for a couple hours. And then I wake up still at noon to finish working on my stuff. Because now you still have to be woke to work on phone calls and things like that. So that's how I did it.
Okay. That was smart. I like that. And as some of the things that you're saying, I'm just like, yeah, you definitely have a business mindset. And so I'm going to try to pull that out of you for the rest of the show, because I think it's really important that some people may just be more on the creative side, or they may be visual creators, but you really have to understand how things work, and you really have to be aggressive and assertive and a go-getter in terms of business. So you definitely have that, obviously. So can you walk us through a typical daily routine for you now that everything is kind of coming together and some things are going to be happening in the future in the next few weeks, you know, from now? So kind of walk us through a typical day for you.
Well, my days now is more crazier than how when I started, because now I have three babies now. I have my twins, the one, and then I have my son that just turned two. So I wake up in the morning. I wake up around 5:30, 6 o'clock, because I like to get my coffee, of course. And then I like to kind of prep my desk and get my to-do list, because I do a monthly, weekly, and daily to-do list. That's how I stay organized, because I forget a lot of things because I'm doing so much and I'm changing diapers and just the whole nine. So I have a to-do list. So I get my to-do list ready. I prep my email newsletters and everything like that. So I do my email newsletters and I prep my desk in the morning before 7:30. And then when 7:30 hit, I wake my daughters up. I help them get ready for school, do their hair. Once they're out, I do my phone calls because I know my babies are going to wake up like around 10, and that's when I do all my business phone calls. I jam it up in there. And then once they're up, they're not in daycare, and I work from home right now. So I'm constantly back and forth. I have my desk, like, in my living room where they kind of play. They watch cartoons and things like that and while I'm working at the same time. And when it's time for their nap, and then I'm playing with them, too. I'm not, like, totally ignoring them. So I'm, like, doing business, playing, singing, and all types of stuff. And once they take that nap, that's when I sneak in the rest of my phone calls during that time. And once they wake up, then I'm still constantly working. And once the girls come home from school, I tell them to just watch them for a good 45 minutes so I could close out my day and things like that. So, and then I go to sleep maybe for like 3 hours, and then I was working overnight because I literally just quit my job the other day. And I work overnight, and I will prep my whole week during my overnight shift. And work on my writing because I'm also a writer. So that's what I write my books at work.
Okay.
Because now so, I have dead silence for 8 hours.
Okay. So anybody who's listening, if you don't have 5 kids and you're not writing 3 books and building a business, shut up. And because, like, I'm not even going to complain anymore. Like, I don't even want to talk anymore. Like, I'm done. I'm just going to be done with the whole interview. Like, I just need to get my shit together. Like, what is the problem?
So, yes, if you want to be like me, it was very important for me to find a job where I could work on my business. I did not want to find a job where I'm making somebody else rich and then I have to work on my business and ignore my kids. And you know what I mean? I know I need to work on my business at your job, and you're going to pay me for it.
Right. And that's definitely a different way to think about jobs, because I know when I was going to school and graduated with a degree, it was just like, oh, get a college degree, and you're going to work for someone for the rest of your life. And now it seems like the people that I've graduated with, some of them, if they're in the medical profession or the medical field, they're pretty much okay. But for others of us, it's kind of like, oh, what are we going to do? We're kind of like just out here lingering.
Yeah,
I'm not a believer in
when my kids get older, I'm not the parent that's going to force them to go to college. Because honestly, I would tell them to go to maybe like a trade school, I think is better. And then I love being out on the field because my degree is in criminal justice. I learned business from so many free webinars, it's so many seminars. Like, I'm literally in seminars and I'm listening to webinars. I'm following a lot of different coaches. I was on LinkedIn and joined different groups, you know what I mean? And I was just learning from so many people. And once I find the exact keyword in the conversation, I'll go research and I'll go look it up. And the next thing you know, it's like webinars on it and free courses. And, you know, it's so much information that you can find for free to literally start you off. It's just about researching. A lot of people don't want to research, and that's literally 75% of what I do, research and read and listening to business lectures and podcasts. I learn a lot on podcasts.
Yeah,
so, like,
me
just
too.
Listening to podcasts is like the end thing. You know what I mean? The only thing you should be watching, I mean, or listening to is like The Breakfast Club for entertainment. Other than that, podcasts like yours is everything, because you learn so much and you take little jewels out of every interview if you're really listening.
Absolutely. And there's really no need. Like, if you're not where you want, this is my thing that I always say, if you're not where you want to be or you're not happy with where you are in your life and how things are going, take some stuff out. Like, you don't have time for TV. You don't have time for any of this other stuff. Like you said, research. The information is out there. We all have the internet. We all have Wi-Fi now. You can pick it up on your phone and figure stuff out, but you have to put in that time. And like you said, a lot of people just don't either they don't know how to research or they're just too, I don't know, they just don't want to and they just want to have
Yeah,
more
and the people
fun, but
that
it's
don't
like,
know how to research, that's fine, but then that's when you have to go out your way and find a mentor. If you don't know how to research at all, then you have to go find a mentor. And you're either going to pay a couple of dollars or try to follow their journey on social media and learn. If people drop jewels all the time. Like, even on my social media, I always drop jewels on how I'm building my business behind the scenes. And then my manager was like, "Why you don't build a YouTube channel? Why you don't start a YouTube channel?" I'm like, "You know what? Maybe I will." So I'm like, I started my YouTube channel, and I'm literally just like getting it off the ground. So, but I just started my YouTube channel where I literally show, 'cause she's like, everybody always wonder how do you do it with all the kids and everything like that. Why you just don't start a channel? And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I will. So I started
Yeah.
it, but now that's like an extra job because I'm like, oh my God, this really is a job when it comes to this editing
It's a whole
stuff.
job. It's a whole job. Do you
So I'm
have
like, okay,
any
let me take my
advice?
time.
Do you have any advice for, let's say, working moms regarding self-care? Because you're saying that you're spending a lot of the time with your children and you're spending a lot of time pouring into your business. What does Leveda do for Leveda? Like, how do you recharge and refuel?
I take me time, even if it's just to go get your nails done. Me, I'm obsessed with food. I love going out to eat. I don't care if I'm sitting there by myself. I love going out to eat. And it just where it's just quiet and I just get to like talk, well, not talk to myself at the table, but but literally I go with a notebook and I just write down ideas. It gives me time to think. Because being an entrepreneur is a lonely life. I always say that. I feel like so many people want to own a business, and I feel like it's not for everybody. And the people that do want to own a business, I feel like they go in with such expectations, like everybody's going to be their friend, and it's really hard. Because you start losing the friends that you grew up with because you outgrow them. You know what I mean? It's not that you're like, they're like bad friends, but the conversation's kind of different because it's like, what do I talk to them about? Because the stuff that I'm in, that I love and want to talk about, they don't really care about. You know what I mean? So it's like you go out. I go to women empowerment events to find like-minded women, and that's where I kind of get my joy from too. I love going to women empowerment events. I'll go on Eventbrite just to research what's the next event to go to because I love to walk in the room and be around women that's like me. You know,
Right.
and. That's me time too as well. Making sure I'm going to events to put yourself around like-minded people because it's hard. It's hard. It's like lonely for real.
Why do you say, I think that is a very interesting concept, and why do you say that it's lonely being an entrepreneur? I know that you mentioned that, okay, you have your friends and then you kind of your
But
is it
sometimes you miss
because
having that girl time. Like me, I get married next month. And 'cause yeah, I'm like building the business, planning the wedding, and whole nine. My life is crazy right now. But I have my fiance, but he's a boxer, so he's not really like into my type of conversations. And but however, he's still entertaining them. But you miss having that girl time where you just want to have fun and laugh, and you just want people to get you. And it's like as you grow as an entrepreneur, the people that you once hung out with don't get you anymore. Because I could talk to my friends all day, and they'll be looking at me like, "Oh, that's good." You know what I mean? And then that'd be it. And it's
Right.
like, okay, well, I need to meet like-minded people because you grow. You're not talking about gossip. You're not talking about celebrities all day. You're not talking about what the girl next door did or across the street. You're talking about business. You're talking about future. Oh my God, this is what I want. You're talking about goals. Like you talk, like the conversation is just completely different. And people that
I
you
like
grew up
that.
with, if they haven't grown with you, that conversation kind of stays with them. And you have to find like-minded people, which is hard to me. Because it's women, women is hard, but
Right,
that's why I
right.
go to events. I go to events and it's amazing because not only you get to network, but you get to I'm obsessed with just learning, you know what I mean? And when you have old friends, they're not really about that. It's like they're settled, they're fine with where they at. They just want to go to work, come home, kind of enjoy the weekends. Well, we're not like that. We don't have the weekends to enjoy. We're literally working 24/7 and grinding because we have a goal.
Always on the go.
Mm-hmm. So it's different.
What are three life lessons that you would share to anybody who is starting on their own personal entrepreneurial journey, and they're just starting just like how you did from the ground up? What are three life lessons that you would give them to encourage or motivate them?
I would say, of course, research. Research,
okay,
like crazy. I'm always researching. Two, I like to listen to people's problems. I go on YouTube, and if I know I'm starting a hair tan line, then I'll go, who would I think would be my competition, at least 5 to 6 product lines? And I type them up, and I literally listen to everybody's complaints. And I'm like, okay, they got a problem with this, they got a problem with that. Oh, their hair's still brittle. Okay, so you know what? I'm going to take all of this, and now I'm going to solve them with mine.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, you know, I could reach back out to these same people and have them try mine. You know what I mean? And see if I solve their problem. So I definitely try to figure out what problem I could solve. And three is definitely take risk. But when I say take risk, because sometimes I hate listening to podcasts and it's like, take a risk. And it's like, okay, no. As a mom, I love Steve Harvey. But as a mom, that jump out the window, take risk stuff, that's out. You can't do that as a mother. That jump out the window, take risk, fly. No, you cannot do that. Everything ought to be strategic with you, because at the end of the day, the goal is for you to start and grow your business without your child failing and struggle and sacrifice. Because you're definitely going to be struggling and sacrificing as you build your business. But the goal is, as a parent, for them never to feel it. You know, so you have to think before you do things. You can't just jump out the window and soar. It don't work like that when you're a parent. So I definitely think
that. More strategic.
Yes, you got to literally go out your way. You got to say, if this don't work, then what's going to be my backup plan? Then what? If this don't work, then what? You know what I mean? You can't just be like, you know what? I'm about to take a risk and just go ahead and just drop everything and follow your dreams. No, it don't work like that when you're a parent, to me, anyway.
Okay. Right. And I got you. And that's why I love interviewing people, because everybody is going to have their own opinion. And I think it helps give the audience just a different perspective from different women. Like, you may agree, you may disagree, but you're still getting it done and you're still making it happen. You just have to pick something.
Yeah,
you have to pick something that you believe in, that you want to live by, and that you're going to execute. It doesn't really matter if somebody agrees or not. Just figure out what works for you. And so I like those.
Yeah, because it could be we can have the same story, but at the end of the day, we did it differently. And you could literally listen and see, okay, well, maybe I could try this way because I think this will work for me. So it's all in what you take out of the interview that, you know, people definitely could win with. And when I say take risks too, like when I started I wrote my first book and I had got it published from a publisher. But I just was like, dang, they kept telling me to market it. And it's like, I'm doing all the footwork, so what are they there for? So, no, I need to cut the middleman out. How am I going to figure this out? So I went on LinkedIn, and there's, like, groups with different publishers and stuff like that. So I joined the group acting like I was a publisher just so I could network and talk to people and pick their brain. I picked their brain enough to where I found all the resources to where now, okay, so now, oh, this is how y'all do it. So that's when once I picked their brains, I literally did all the research, and now I self-published my books. I took the rights from that publisher, canceled that contract, and now I republished it. And now I have all the royalties, not them. You know what I mean? So
definitely
take risk, and, you know, they thought I was a whole publisher. I wasn't. I was just being nosy, trying to pick everybody's brain in this group.
And the three things that you said, just to recap, were to research, to make sure that you can solve a problem, because you don't have a business if you're not solving a problem. And then the last thing is strategy. And so instead of Steve Harvey has that infamous, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, just Google Steve Harvey jump speech. And, you know, it's an infamous speech where he's like, you got to jump. One time. And
I hate listening to those motivational speeches. To me, you could jump out the window if you know when you jump,
your mama, somebody there, like, oh, I got you, girl. And that's rare nowadays.
But at the same time, you can have a strategy. And so if jumping isn't your thing and you're not that type of risk taker, then you have a strategy,
scared.
Just like LaVeda. Yeah, like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to pop in this group, or I'm in a network on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Get in these groups, get into these webinars, get into these free,
yep.
Give me your email and download this ebook. I mean, there's so many different things that you can do to extract information from people.
Oh, my God.
So take
I learned so much from seminars, webinars, podcasts, even Google Plus groups. Just, oh, my God, it's so much. There's so many different groups that give you so much information. And that's how
yes.
I got started.
And so what three words would you use to describe yourself?
I could say accomplished. Because
okay.
I'm always trying to make new accomplishments. And I can say very family oriented. And I'm just all about God, family, and career.
God, family, and career.
Yes.
I love that. And I guess, is there a way where, go ahead and give people your social media handles or your website and let people know how they can get in contact with you or how they can find your products and your books.
So you guys can follow me on Instagram, LaVeda Legacy, on my Facebook, YouTube is LaVeda Legacy, and you guys can check out Hair Credible on all social media platforms. And definitely check out www.haircredible.com. We're preparing for retail right now. So, like, my life is crazy, but it's crazy. It's a lot of work, but it's exciting. And we'll be in the Beauty Spa stores, and we'll be in another store, which that'll be, like, a special announcement. So make sure everyone is following us at Hair Credible.
Okay. So you heard that. Make sure that you're following LaVeda if you want to follow her personally on her personal journey. It would be LaVeda Legacy. That's LaVeda Legacy. And if you want to just go directly to the hair care line, that would be Hair Credible, HairCredible, Hair Credible, like incredible. com.
Yes.
LaVeda, thank you so much for coming on here and sharing
thank
your story
you so
with your
much.
Jersey
thank
accent.
You.
I love it. So
thank you.
Thank you so much. And everyone, I hope that you learned something. I hope that you can extract something from
yes.
this
and
podcast.
Make sure you guys follow
interview.
Me because I'm always dropping jewels all the time. Like, you see me on my basement standing on tables trying to get product shots and everything. Like, I'll be trying to find a way. I literally built my business from the ground up, girl.
I understand. Well, thank you so much. And, everyone, I will see you on the next.